Concern that nuclear radiation from Japan could seep into the United States has some in the heartland worried. Michelle Preston works at Community Pharmacy in Madison. She says they've gotten over 100 requests for potassium iodide supplements. That's a stable iodine that can help prevent thyroid cancer after exposure to radiation.
People who were in Hawaii or the West Coast that would be in some proximity to it, especially in Hawaii, but we have had folks from the Midwest looking for it too, and I don't know of any evidence to support that those folks would also need it.
The Japanese have given iodine to those in the immediate vicinity of the nuclear accident. However, residents of other countries thousands of miles away are also taking the pills. John Mulder is director of radiation biology at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Nobody has detected any radioactive iodine in the U.S., or as far as I know, even in Hawaii or Alaska, where we'll probably get the first.
Mulder says radiation exposure would have to be high to increase the risk of cancer, and he says stable iodine only helps prevent cancer of the thyroid and would not protect against other radioactive isotopes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.